A very good morning, everyone. My name is Akash Ashapure, and I'm a doctoral candidate in Geospatial Computing Science program at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. And I work with Dr. Jung, and I'll be discussing here in this presentation one of our research projects, which is comparison of conventional tillage and no-tillage cotton crop treatments using multi-temporal UAS data. Recent years have witnessed enormous growth in the application of unmanned aerial systems in precision agriculture. And this study is one such attempt in this direction. And we present a novel approach that uses multi-temporal UAS data for comparison of conventional tillage and no-tillage cotton crop treatments. Now, coming to the question, what exactly these treatments are. So the conventional tillage treatment is planting the crop after tilling the soil, and no-tillage treatment is planting the crop in unprepared soil with at least 30% of the mulch cover. Now, this technology of using UAS for the comparison allows us to take advantage of the entire population so that we don't rely on the uncertainties associated with the manual measurements. Now, this is the experimental field setup that we used in this study. It is located at Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center at Corpus Christi. As we can see here in this figure, T stands for conventional tillage, and N stands for no tillage. And the whole field is divided into 8 sectors of alternate tillage and no tillage sectors. And each sector is comprising 16 rows. And as we can see in the zoomed version of the experimental site, the whole field is divided into 1 meter cross, 1 meter size grids. And as we can see here, some of the grids do not have canopy in them. So for the fair comparison, we did not include those in our experiment. Now, coming to the sensors and platforms that we used for this study. So we used 2 types of sensors, RGB and multispectral. So for the RGB sensor, we use DJI Phantom 4 Pro. It's an RGB sensor and having the resolution of 20 megapixel. And for multispectral, we use DJI Matrix 100 with slant range 3P sensor. And the bands are green, red, red edge, and near infrared. And the resolution is 12 megapixel. And now coming to the methodology. So for this study, we used 4 comparison criteria to compare between the cotton treatments. Canopy height, canopy cover, canopy volume, and the normalized difference vegetation index, that's NDVI. And as you can see here, we computed canopy height model by subtracting digital terrain model from digital surface model generated at every epoch. And the digital terrain model we captured using UAS at the very early stage when there was no plantation. And then that was subtracted by every epoch's digital surface model to get the exact canopy height model for that particular epoch. And coming to the percentage canopy cover, we took the ratio of the number of canopy pixels and the total pixels present in that particular grid multiplied by 100 to get the percentage. And then how we decide if it's a canopy pixel based on the NDVI value 0.6 and above. And for the canopy volume, we multiplied the height value of that pixel by the size, and then we summed all the pixels in the multiplications in that particular grid to get the volume. And for the NDVI, it's a very popular and well-known formula. We subtracted near-infrared minus red divided by near-infrared plus red to get the NDVI value. To quantify our results, we devised a hypothesis testing. So it's a one-tailed test hypothesis using the Z statistical measure with 95% confidence interval. So the null hypothesis suggests that there is no significant difference, and the alternative hypothesis suggests there is a significant difference if the value exceeds 1.645. Now, coming to the results, first of all, I'll be presenting the canopy height statistical analysis. So on this side, we can see the temporal grid maps of the canopy height, and we can see that as the time progresses, we can see there is improvement in the height, and the height is increasing until about this point, and then it starts decreasing. And then we can see the same trend in both tillage and no-tillage treatments, but having the same trend, but there is some difference in the values, and the no-till values are on the higher side. And then here in the table below, we can see that the average canopy height and the standard deviation for both no-till and till. And in the last column, we can see the statistical analysis result, that's the Z value. And we can see that the Z statistic suggests that there is a significant difference between tillage and no-tillage cotton crop treatment. No-tillage canopy height values are, except for the first epoch, they are always high on the higher side as compared to the conventional tillage canopy height values. Now, coming to the canopy cover statistical analysis, again, we can see here the temporal grid maps throughout the season. And then we see the same trend as the time is progressing, the canopy cover is increasing until this point, and then it starts to decrease. And then we observe the same trend here, but with the different values in tillage and no-tillage treatment. And the difference is also getting wider as the time is progressing. And the Z statistics confirm the same, that there is a significant difference, and the no-tillage canopy cover values are significantly higher than the tillage canopy cover values. Now, coming to the canopy volume statistical analysis, again, we can see that the volume is increasing on as the time is progressing until about this point, and then it starts to decrease. And the same trend can be observed by the graph over here, and the difference is getting wider over the period of time. And then in the last column in the table here, we can see that the Z statistics is confirming the same, that the difference is significant. That means the no-tillage canopy volume is significantly on the higher side for almost every epoch as compared to the tillage canopy volume. And the fourth parameter that we used was NDVI, and we can again see the similar trend in this slide as well, that as the time is progressing, the NDVI values are increasing, and then after about this point, it starts to decrease, and then we can see that the no-till NDVI values are slightly on the higher side, and the Z statistics is again confirming that no-tillage NDVI values are on the higher side for almost every epoch as compared to the tillage NDVI values. Later in the season, at the time of harvest, we see that the yield also show the same trend as it was shown by the other parameters throughout the season. So these are the tillage, no-tillage eight sectors that we saw in the experimental side, and we can see that the yield values produced by the tillage sectors are less as compared to the no-tillage, except for this one, but still the difference is not significant. And then we see as a whole, I mean the average of all these values, the no-tillage yield value is significantly higher than the tillage value. And to see how UAS-based measurements are more reliable and how manual measurements can be unpredictable for the analysis, we considered only one of the sectors for demonstration purpose. So we can see that the manual no-till measurements for the height, canopy height, are consistent, but the tillage measurements are inconsistent over the time. So is the difference, and so is the standard deviation. So the hypothesis testing suggests that for most epochs, there is no significant difference. But the UAS-based measurements tell altogether a different story. And the measurements are consistent because it comprises the entire population. So there is no uncertainty in the measurements which was present in the manual sampling-based comparison. And we can see that for almost all the epochs, there is a significant difference between tillage and no-tillage canopy height measurements. So to conclude this study shows that the UAS can be efficiently used to compare different cotton crop treatments very efficiently, and experimental results reveal that there is a significant difference between conventional tillage and no-tillage cotton crop treatment for almost all the epochs. And with the 95% confidence interval, we can say that as compared to the conventional tillage treatment, no-tillage treatment is found to have a taller canopy and higher canopy cover and bigger biomass and higher NDVI value. And more experiments can be performed over a varying number of samples. And with this technology of involving UAS into the comparison, even the smaller differences can be detected, which was not possible otherwise with the manual sampling-based measurements. And Exploiting the entire population leaves one more question to us as to do we really need the statistical comparison, because we are comparing the entire populations. So there is absolutely, I think probably there is absolutely no need to perform statistical comparison, because the smallest difference can be significant when we involve the entire population. So there is no scope for uncertainty. So in that sense, we can say that these measurements based on UAS are more reliable, and there's no scope for uncertainty in the comparison which was present in the manual comparison. Thank you. Any questions? We considered only the NDVI values 0.6 and above to make sure that we considered only the canopy but not the soil.
Any more questions? All right, if not, thank you.
Thank you.